Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Jody Mensa, the head coach and GM of the North Peace Navigators of the NWHL. This past season for the Navs seemed to be a little up and down at times, I kind of noticed, obviously following the team all season. How would you sort of kind of best describe how this season went here?
Yeah, for sure, Kyle. Definitely we experienced some inconsistencies, I guess, throughout the season. Mostly probably at the first two-thirds there, just different different players from different areas coming in and a big changeover in the group. We had some a core back from last year, obviously, but definitely added quite a few new people to the roster this year, and just I think we had trouble coming together with one another, and it took definitely more time than we wanted, obviously, and so probably explained some of those inconsistencies, but definitely in the last part of the season, things were definitely moving in the right direction, and we look to continue that for next year.
Of course, quite a few guys kind of had to go through this season. Obviously, there were quite a few injuries down the stretch as well, particularly on the blue line, but amidst all the guys you had this year, who would you say were some of the big names who kind of sort of stood out the most on the team this season?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point with all the, I'll say the injuries, the injury bug we experienced for sure on the blue line, and just a note on that, we have 9 defensemen on the roster, and I think there was times we had 4 healthy defensemen in the lineup down the stretch there, so definitely contributed to some of inconsistencies we had, but also some good work by the healthy guys, and also some forwards that stepped up to help out, and so it was definitely a good experience that way. But guys that stood out for sure, talking about injuries and defensemen, Nolan Holdich, had a battled a knee injury earlier in the season and definitely, came back stronger than ever from that and was a huge part for us, in the January month of February for sure. Definitely excelled there for us in the playoffs for sure. Obviously Corey stood out for us for sure, definitely a workhorse and appreciate his work and on the front end, Jaden Rothwell and, Connor Bach and, number of guys, Carter White, definitely clutch guy for us. He seemed to always be in the right spot in overtime, it seemed, and score some game winning goals and goals when it counted late in the games. So definitely a few guys that contributed this year, and unfortunately, on the blue line, Aaron Kuhn, Kyle Dickey, and Caden Reiners all experienced some season-ending injuries that definitely hurt us. So would have been nice to have those guys in the lineup for sure.
I know we talked a bit before the season about really trying to get a lot more kind of community involvement from the guys. How do you see you were able to kind of do on sort of that front this year?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the things that we wanted to be better at this year. Obviously, you kind of lose some of that momentum when COVID hit and you're trying to just, play hockey, so to speak, and rather than spreading your wings and helping out in the community, right? So definitely it was something we wanted to be better at this year, and I think we did well improving that. Definitely got some work to do. We want to continue with that, and community is very important to us as an organization. We make sure we want to give back and also teach those lessons to the players that without the community support and involvement, we wouldn't have a hockey program. So it's definitely something we need to continue to do better at and excel at. But I think we did definitely some good work this year, helping out with some minor hockey things. And Nick Melnichuk involved with the goalies there, doing his goalie clinic, took it upon himself to do that for the last couple of years. So kudos to him for that, and definitely helping, with Christmas hampers and food bank, those sorts of things. So We did a good job for sure, and I look to continue that for next season.
Now this off season is definitely going to be a very interesting one for the team. Of course, you got to get ready for the hosting of the Junior B Provincials that'll be coming to Peace River in 2024. How is kind of sort of preparing for that going to kind of affect your sort of off season here a bit?
Well, definitely, it's going to be busy. We have a very good host committee set up, led by Joe Fawcett and a couple other key members, Danny Jung and Damon Jeffs and Janet Fairless, definitely, you know, stepping up to help us with that. So look forward to working with that group to, you know, throughout the, you know, the year and into next April, putting that tournament together. But, you know, as far as the hockey part of things, it's definitely going to be a busy summer for us. We do have a large contingent of the roster planning to come back, and which is very good for us. At the same time, we're definitely looking to add a few pieces that we need, and we may be losing some players to school and stuff like that that we're going to need to fill some roster spots. So the recruiting process, I guess, is already started and in the works. So we'll be having a busy summer attending camps, putting some camps on, hopefully, and obviously some fundraising and stuff like that. So yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see the preparations for that all come together. Jody Mensah, the head coach and GM of the North Peace Navigators, thanks for joining us here today.
Appreciate it, Kyle. Thank you very much.